This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations said on Monday that COVID-19 could cause an additional 500,000 AIDS deaths if treatment is disrupted long term. It's a warning that the pandemic is jeopardizing years of progress against HIV. At the start of the week of virtual international AIDS conferences, the UN said the world was already way off course in its plan to end the public health threat, even before COVID-19. Around the world, the number of infections from the new coronavirus is almost 11.5 million. The U.S. number is close to 2.9 million. Worldwide, more than 535,000 people have died from COVID-19, and that number is 130,000 in the United States, which is the hardest hit country. India reported more than 23,000 new coronavirus cases on Monday, pushing its total during the pandemic past Russia for the third highest in the world. It trails now only the United States and Brazil in terms of overall confirmed cases. The Greek government said Monday that Greece and Britain will fully resume flights on July 15th as Athens tries to salvage its all-important summer tourist season. A spokesperson said the government is still monitoring the situation with COVID-19 in Sweden and that it is banning travelers from Serbia until July 15th after the number of cases there rose. A police source tells AFP that a bus driver in France was declared brain dead on Monday after being attacked for refusing to let passengers board the bus without face masks. The police source says five people are now in custody over the incident, which took place on Sunday evening. The driver tried to keep a man not wearing a face mask from boarding the bus with his dog and tried to make four other passengers exit the bus for not wearing masks. You're listening to VOA News. An earthquake rocked Kabul on Monday, the U.S. Geological Survey said, sending crowds into the streets of the Afghan capital. There were no immediate reports of any casualties after the 4.6 magnitude quake shook Kabul at 8:36 p.m., It had such violence that some residents at first thought it was a new explosion in the war-torn city. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab rejected China's accusation Monday that Britain had indulged in what it called gross interference over Beijing's imposition of new security legislation in Hong Kong. Raab told Reuters, "This isn't a gross interference in domestic affairs." He added, it's a matter of trust, and lots of countries around the world are asking this question. Does China live up to its international obligations? Earlier on Monday, China's ambassador to London accused Britain of making irresponsible remarks about the new security legislation in Hong Kong, which he said could damage future Chinese investment. Hong Kong released additional details of China's sweeping new security law for the former British colony on Monday. It said security forces had overriding authority to enter and search properties for evidence and stop people from leaving the city. Under China's new legislation, crimes of secession and sedition will be punishable by up to life in prison, stoking concerns of a much more authoritarian era in what had been a semi-autonomous city. Hong Kong returned to China's rule on July 1, 1997, under a one-country, two-systems formula, guaranteeing wide-ranging autonomy and freedoms not enjoyed on the mainland. Britain's first sanctions will target 25 Russian nationals, it says, were involved in the mistreatment and death of lawyer Sergei Magnitsky. In addition, the foreign ministry said Monday 20 Saudi nationals held for involvement in the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi are also targeted for sanctions. Foreign Minister Dominic Raab says Magnitsky is the lawyer who disclosed the biggest known tax fraud in Russian history. Raab tweeted the sanctions will target people who have committed the gravest human rights violations. Previously, the UK has imposed sanctions collectively as a member of the European Union, of which it is no longer a member. One of the world's best known and most prolific composers of film scores, notably for spaghetti westerns, died in Rome on Monday. Oscar-winning Italian composer Ennio Morricone died in a Roman clinic where he was being treated for a fractured femur due to a fall. He was 91 years old. He won an Oscar in 2016 for The Hateful Eight. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.